rolling.
You probably say, come on, give me a break. Move on, guys.
Roland Martin from our Washington, D.C. studios. Good morning, Roland.
Yes, sir. Good morning, good morning, good morning. We are less than 100 days away from the November election. Of course, presidential race, and of course you have congressional races, and you name it. And so lots of campaign activity. The president this weekend heading to Virginia, looking also at Ohio, those critical states. And joining us right now is Obama senior advisor, campaign advisor, David Axelrod. David, good morning.
How are you?
All good. Florida also is one of those critical states. One of the issues, David, that is obviously vital, we're talking about voter suppression. We're also talking about dealing with foreclosures. 53% of black wealth has been wiped out as a result of the home foreclosure crisis. And so will that be one of the issues addressed on this campaign swing with the president?
Well, I don't know if it'll be. He addresses it wherever he goes, whether we specifically address it on this swing. I can't say, but I you know, he is pushing hard for a variety of measures to deal with this issue. As you know, one of the great impacts of this economic crisis is that home values have plummeted. People can't refinance and take advantage of these low interest rates. We're working hard to make it possible for people to do that because it's kind of a perverse thing. People who are making their payments can't refinance their homes and take advantage of these lower interest rates. So, you know, we're going to keep pushing hard. This has been one of the most difficult parts of this whole economic crisis because people have their savings locked up in their homes. And they've lost so much, and of course, with unemployment, the unemployment problem, that's impacted on this as well. So it's a fundamental issue that we have to work on. What we can't do is what Governor Romney said. He simply said, "Let's not intervene. Let's not help. Let's just let the housing market bottom out. The market will take care of it."
It's a big decision this week where you had the housing official who said they would not allow Treasury to basically force these principal reductions. Obviously, that's a critical issue as well. Also, in Pennsylvania, there's the lawsuit going on in the state courts there as well, talking about the voter suppression, the voter ID. That's also a critical issue in Florida. Will you guys be hammering the GOP when you go through Florida? You have the former Florida head of the GOP who said this week that they clearly aim to reduce black voter turnout through voter suppression.
Yeah, we're pursuing every avenue there, Roland, and we are going to talk about that. But the we also have to be prepared to deal with what is in front of us. You know, Florida has been the most difficult of all the states. They pursued strategies that were so discouraging to voter registration that even that known subversive organization, the League of Women Voters, had to pull out of voter registration. I mean, it's really unbelievable. But so, you know, we are taking every legal avenue, but also we are making sure that every single voter has what they need to vote, understands what they need to vote, has the support they need to vote. And, you know, it's part of a very, very extensive field operation that we have. We are going to be in touch with our supporters, and we're going to make sure that they're not deprived of their right to exercise their democratic vote.
College campuses are obviously going to be critical in terms of firing up young voters, and I've seen campaign stops at colleges across the country. On this swing, any visits to HBCUs to specifically rally those voters because they were so critical in 2008?
This isn't, you know, we're in the middle of the summer, so this isn't the optimal time to do that. But we have an extensive plan to visit campuses later. When students return, because this is essential, and nobody has a greater stake in the outcome of the election than students do. You know, I'm always mindful of the fact when I walk into our campaign headquarters, and I'm surrounded by these 25-year-olds, that the work we're doing is going to have so much more impact on their lives than mine. And certainly when you go to campuses, those kids have a huge stake in the kind of country and the kind of world they're going to live in, and the kind, and they're going to help shape the opportunities that they find through this election. If we walk away from fundamental investments in things like research and technology and new sources of American-grown energy and infrastructure and so on, the basic building blocks of growth and jobs, and certainly, you know, education is the key to that. If we walk away from all those things, they're going to live in a much different country than we want them to, and they're going to have a much better future than we owe them.
Roland and Sybil, this is David Axelrod. And would you explain to our listeners, Sybil and Roland, how important David Axelrod is to the Obama campaign?
Well, let us just say that this is the man who brought Barack Obama to the forefront of the American public and has guided the campaign from, I would say, David Axelrod, from 2004 to where we are in 2012. He is the, as Roland said, he is a senior advisor, but some have called you the co-president, David Axelrod, of the Obama administration.
I would not be one of those people who say that. Listen, let
not.
Me tell you something. I've known him. I've known Barack Obama for 20 years. I met him when he was a young returning law student from Harvard, and he came back to Chicago to run Project Vote, a voter registration drive that helped President Clinton's election in 1992. And, you know, he was a remarkable guy then, and I just feel incredibly lucky I got into this. I don't want to take up all my time on your time on this, but I have to tell you, I started my whole interest in politics when I was 5 years old, and there was a woman who took care of me when my mother was at work, an African-American woman named Jessie Berry, remarkable lady, and she took me out to see John F. Kennedy, who was coming to my little housing development in Chicago, in New York. And she put me on a mailbox, and I saw JFK, and it just fired my, you know, five-year-old. I didn't even know what he was saying, but I said, this seems important. This seems something like that I should be involved in. And that's how my interest began. And I think all the time about her and how she never would have imagined that that little boy she put on the mailbox would be working 20 feet from the Oval Office, as I did for a couple of years. But more than that, that the guy I'd be working for was an African-American man named Barack Obama. And, you know, it was kind of an affirmation of her faith why she brought me out there in the first place. But I feel so lucky. I'm sort of at the end of my run in politics to have found the opportunity to work with a guy like Barack Obama, who's just a remarkable guy.
Economy is going to be the issue as well. So there's no doubt that will be the driving force on this swing through Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Florida.
For those of us that came of
age... Virginia and Florida,
right. Those of us that came of age reading David Axelrod in the Chicago Tribune and watching his rise and just seeing where he is today, you still got a lot of work ahead of you. Your work is not done, sir.
Oh, my goodness. Well, all I care about is what happens in the next 96 days, and I hope everybody who's listening is engaged, because the consequences on jobs, on health care, on education are so dramatic, you know, so dramatic.
All right, David, we surely appreciate it. Thank you so very much.
Thanks.
David Axelrod, Obama's campaign senior advisor. We appreciate it.
Good job, Roland.
All right. 25 past the hour. Silk Mix next on the TJMS.